am to play to you tonight. It will not happen in the first 5 minutes. I need that for you to call someone to make sure they listen to what I'm about to say. Your country is finished if you do not hear what I say that no one else can tell you. There are no books except mine, but you haven't got time to read my books. It's too late. Much too late. But you can hear a précis, meaning a short form of it, of what can prevent you, your country, from falling. And God knows how many years, maybe 1,000 years, as the good book says, people will be slaves. America must survive. But you must survive America. And the subject matter today, for a little bit of the time, which will be, grow into all of the time and all the ramifications about the police being politically correct and attacked. You understand? They are withdrawing. And that's the whole point, isn't it, Mr. Obama? Traitor. Yes, pause. Traitor. You won't say that. You won't dare say it. You won't dare come out and say it to your next door neighbor what I said, because you are politically correct, which means you're in a hypnotic state. How dare you call politically correct? How dare you allow it? Are you politically correct with your wife, sir? I bet you are, so you can get along and get what you want and not get into trouble. We are going to talk about this, and we're going to talk about this very seriously with respect to the police. All lives matter. Black lives matter. White lives matter. But all lives matter. Black or white. And we're dealing with lies. We're dealing with a game of your brain. And it's working, of course. And you everything seems to be halfway decent, but you don't know what you're about to receive. I was almost saying, finishing the usual prayer for what you're about to receive. May the Lord make you truly thankful. I don't think you're going to like the end of your Obama's presidency. We need to somehow quickly, with the big shout, we got to take this person down. We got to fire him, so to speak. So don't get me wrong when I said fire him, because I didn't have the right words to use. I don't always have the correct words, but you know what I mean. You need to dump him as soon as you can, as properly as it's possible. See? But you're afraid. You're all afraid. You see your country falling apart, and you see your families falling apart, and you're becoming sicker and sicker. And the sicker you get, the sicker you will get, because the treatments for sickness is going to be always incorrect, with some exceptions. I've almost been murdered 3 times in a hospital. I've been through all of that. If it wasn't for my family guarding me, I wouldn't be talking to you today. I'm 88. You've got to get rid of old people. And the reason for that is, and this is not going to be part of the most of the program after the break in a few minutes. But if they could kill off, and they, you know, all the people who go to hospital for this or that, if they can just fall short of helping them in minutes or seconds or even an hour or so before they can get some help, they're dead. And 500,000 die every year now. And it's no accident. It's purposeful. And the nurses are very sweet people, but they have to do as they're told. They just can't jump up and do something. And like some, what, like a nurse did for me and saved my life, and didn't care if she was found out or not because it was good. I won't tell you the story about that. That's just recently. I would have been dead. They poisoned me. And they poisoned me with Jell-O, with sugar in it. I went to hospital just for a small thing, and I almost died. But not because... okay, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, good evening, and good afternoon, and good morning, and in the middle of the night, whenever you hear this program. Monday through Friday, it's live, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., I beg your pardon. And the number is 800-866-8883, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. West Coast time. Now, I want to tell you first, before I give you some very shocking news that you may not want to listen to or hear or even pass on, but the lecture I gave last Sunday is always refined, meaning edited properly, and it's played the following Sunday. So the following Sunday, which is next Sunday, I have a seminar, a small group of people, maybe 20 or 30. That's all we have around there because it's a small little town, but millions of people listen, and they should support the program, but many don't. And for political reasons, you know. And what I'm saying is politically correct reasons. They don't want to be associated with the likes of me. That's difficult because I am not politically correct. I'm an American. You can't make me politically correct. And I'm going to be uncorrect, unpolitically correct, and very blunt. I'm just going to ask you a question first before I tell you the name of the seminar, the Sunday morning seminar, lasts about 2 hours. And you can see it next Sunday and the whole week, anytime you want to. It's called Killing Evil. I thought I'd take that from O'Reilly, because I don't know what good you get from that. It's just the same old history, you know, brought up again and again. And it's all very good, don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with that. But Killing Evil is a horse of a different color. And that's the name of that, my Sunday morning program. Give it a time to warm up a little bit and see what I mean, how it works. I will talk to you today about this particular kind of thing of killing evil with good. Right now, your nation is overcome with lies, like all lives, or Black Lives Matter. Now, if you respond to that with White Lives Matter, there's a great indignant reaction. But it is true that they both matter. But now I'm going to change it. All lies matter. Black lies matter, and white lies matter, And that's what we're dealing with. We are bombarded in such a way, we are restricted to information other than trivia and things that may happen without knowing why they happen and who the hell is responsible for it all happening, which is your president. The reason why your country is finished is because you are in the middle of the last throes of your suffering, and you will go to hell, and that's what it will be like. And before you know it, before you can come to grips with it, there'll be a gun at your head, and all the rules of the law will be changed, and everybody will be a criminal. So you will not be able to protect yourself because you're a criminal already. They've got so many laws, so that everybody's a criminal. There will be martial law. There will be civil war. It's all planned. Don't you get it? It's like in front of your nose. It's right in front of your nose. But let me start with great simplicity. Gentlemen, if such you are you politically correct with your wife? Do you know what I'm talking about? Are you politically correct to your wife? Are you afraid to speak up? And when you do speak up and you have a bad reaction, do you shrink down or otherwise beat her down? Because that's the only options you got, or run away. And then it starts with another woman. But I just want to say, that's politically correct. Last Sunday, let me just ease into this very slowly. I speak about my relationship with my wife a lot, because I am the typical American family. It used to be. I'm the head of the home. That does not make me right. But I am aware. I am dutiful. And I know what bullcucky when I hear it, if you know what I mean. I know when I'm being manipulated. I know the little feminine games that women play and make you look like the bad guy. I know all of that, and I can save you from all of that. That's what I do every day, which is the minuscule part of my sermon today. And the numbers, if you want to call, please join in, because I want to ask you if you understand. Let me just go right into it. Do you understand what's happening to your police force? Do you understand who's behind this? Obama. Who is behind causing the police to back down and slow down? Now, I want you to understand that it's more than that. You have to see the outcome of political correctness. All the crimes that are made, you know very well that policemen are very decent people. There's always a bad apple here and there. But there's bad apples in black and white people. There's bad apples in everybody. But generally speaking, we're halfway decent. We're halfway to hell or halfway to heaven. This depends upon who you are. But you need police. You need the Constitution. You need the constitutional laws that springs from the Constitution. You have to have it. And you don't dare force your police force through some kind of construct, especially with blacks. Yes, that's the big thing here. It's black people, all lives matter, they cry. And if you say, as a white person, all lives matter, then they get angry. We have to go into the reason why there's more black Americans in prisons, and there's a reason for it. And that is also a dangerous place to go. There's a plantation in every big city. And the plantation is run by Democrats. Black Americans have been drawn back to that which has screwed them for generations. They get drawn back. This is psychological. You will be drawn back to what has screwed you, especially through the generations of black slavery. In the North, there was no, before the Civil War, there was no indignation towards black people. It was the South, always Democrats. And so when you get Democrats into power in the inner cities, you get bad education and, gangs guarding, making sure that you don't have a good education. There's lots of movies made about this. You need to look up some of those movies. I remember that they're shocking and they're real. They may not be real stories, but it's the story that is causing black Americans to fall short of what they could be. There's a few escapees, but 90% of you can't escape. And we won't go into that right now. But the left, the Democrats, which are not Democrats, they're communists in disguise. And they're mischief makers. And they are liars. And all lies matter. The reason why you have so many black Americans in prison is because of them in the cities. Because when you see a black gentleman or lady who has survived it, you see beauty. And you see them becoming a conservative. I didn't say a Republican, I said a conservative, which is to conserve the right of all of us, black, white, green, or pink. And this has to be destroyed. And how do you eventually destroy it? What is the eventual destroying aspect? It is all about white lives matter and black lives matter, but to make a fight over it, which you can't win. You should have just let them, you need to say, yeah, you're just right. That's how it should have been. That's how you should have dealt with it. How we should have dealt with it. No, we have people who will respond to it and programmed to respond to it. White lives matter too. Yes, it does. But it means it creates a conflict which you cannot win. You cannot win a conflict if you respond to idiocy and craziness of Black Lives Matter. Of course it does. Of course it does. But to rise to the occasion, to the channel, creates a huge problem that you cannot stop. You will never stop it. It's already now going to the police. And the police are being warned, being murdered because Black Lives Matter. We'll be right back. This is Roy Masters. I want to thank you for making our recent pledge drive a great success. We fell short just $295,000 in order to be fully funded. So if you're not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, you can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Again, 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I should have said Grants Pass, but it's to me Grants Pass, if you don't mind. I still got my English accent. Thank you for your generous support, and from yours truly, a Happy New Year. Okay, now you have noticed that I've mentioned a smaller amount that we need. I haven't calculated, but whatever that number was, it was less than 332,000. It was 200 and something thousand. I don't remember what it was that just said it. And that was pre-recorded, so it's all right. And so I want to get to the bottom of this, because I want you to consider, and I want you to call me and tell me what you think of the ramifications if the police back down and to save their own lives, not backed up by government, but the dark side of the force backed up by government to purposely push the police into an awkward position so they cannot do their job. And what happens if they will slow down and not do their job as well as they should? Where is that coming from? Can you see that this is all programmed into a system that will lead to the end of your country? Now, what happens? Now, I'm going to give you a phone number. You tell me what's going to happen to the economy. Never mind burnings, buildings and cities on fire with no one around to come to the rescue. Nobody. You're on your own. Is that good? Hell no. I want you to tell me financially, with respect to jobs and, you know, all the tributes to our good life disappear completely, and the gangsters will take over, and the gangsters are mostly black because they've been programmed to that. They've been denied by the inner city council of Democrats, because I said you're always drawn back to that which screws you. Do you understand? Does anybody want to call me about that subject? So let me say it to you. I can take any one of you listening to me, and sometimes right away, and sometimes over a little time, screw your head and play with you as I know how to do it, which I don't wish to do it. I don't do it because there's a better solution to my problems by being not hating the hurter. See, you know, what I'm going to say it again differently, is that you win by not losing your cool. Write that down. You win by not losing your cool. And so when your wife, let's go make it personal for a minute. When your wife plays little games and you catch her in that, if you do, what she unconsciously does as the communists follow the bitch. Excuse the expression, not all women are that way, forgive me. But it's all too common. And sometimes brought on by the weakness of a man sort of pissing off the wife because he isn't a man. I just wish he'd say no to me one time. But he's too busy looking for my approval, so he won't say anything. That's the point. That is politically or maternally correct. That's the same thing as politically correct. See, that's the same principle. You won't say anything because you may lose something. You miserable creep. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude. But I'm going to put... I got some calls I have to take. I just want to say... I'll just run through it very quickly. And if you can add to what I'm saying, I will listen to you. My business here, mainly, is helping people to end their unhappiness and help save their lives and help cure them, help to show them how to overcome very dangerous diseases and situations in their lives, like cancer. I know how to cure it. I know exactly what, but you'd have to follow a few simple instructions. That's all. And all sicknesses are the same. They come from the same root, 95%. I have doctors admit, testifying to that. So I will take a call, but I would love you to take this number. Take this number, 800-866-8883, and call me and tell me what what will happen to you, to this country, if you don't stand up? If you remain politically correct, what's going to happen to you? And give me one of the things that will correct you, will cause you great consternation. Great consternation. And to the point where you lose your country. Now, I'm talking about the police. And then I'll take my calls and come back to this subject matter and give you a time to call a friend and explain what I've just said the best you can. But I will take calls. My purpose is to take calls from people who are suffering and walk them through their suffering till they're out of it in a very short time. Well, I'm one of the few people on earth that knows how to do this. You will see if you listen long enough. All right. So here's the number, and 800-866-8883. And you can call me Monday through Friday from 6 o'clock to 9. But I actually put in the last hour, best of, because I usually don't get that many calls. I think I always say enough to keep you awake all night. See, but it's very necessary to keep you awake and wake you up to what's about to happen to you if you keep on being politically correct and being afraid to speak freely. My name is Roy Masters. We'll be right back. 866-8883. And if you want to donate, you can. You can hear 800-500-0092. This is Roy Masters. I want to thank you for making our recent pledge drive a great success. We fell short just $295,000 in order to be fully funded. So if you're not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, you can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922, or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Again, 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I should have said Grants Pass, but it's, to me, Grants Pass, if you don't mind. I still got my English accent. Thank you for your generous support, and from yours truly, a Happy New Year. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this is a small portion of my program. I will repeat what I'm about to say during the next part of the program, which is about 3 minutes from now. Most stations do not listen to me here because they have their commercials in this particular segment. But I will say, and I'll repeat it afterwards because a lot of people will not have heard it. I was speaking to you about Black Lives and and how they're clustered and concentrated in the big cities. And guess who is in charge of them? In the year 1900, Black Americans had a lower divorce rate than whites. It's a cynical, old, often white-tail, white leftist that destroyed the Black family on purpose. And that's what's going on right now. They fought a war, and you know, to win the freedom of Black slaves. And Americans, 90% of Black Americans are slaves in the inner city, and the city fathers sitting there unholy in the place of the holy are the ones that are making sure they don't have a good education and they keep the gangs going. And every now and then you catch one. There's hundreds of thousands of gang members in Los Angeles. And when things go wrong, and they will because of the backing of Obama, it's fully planned. The policemen in this condition will go home to their wives to protect them and leave you to the hordes. Do you understand this? The malcontents. And naturally so, or unnaturally so. You know this, don't you? You know the gangs, you should take the whole bloody lot and put them in jail, but you don't. The city fathers need them to keep order or disorder, to keep them from being educated. And Black Americans, you should understand this. And this is all part of the destruction of this country. Now, just imagine now, if you keep pushing those policemen, they will slow down. And what will slow down with it? I'll repeat this when I come back. What will go down with it is the economy, wages, business. Nothing can happen in chaos. And that is goodbye to America as long as the bastard is still in the White House. And as long as you bastards out there, excuse me putting it that way, are cowardly and would not, you can just nudge each other and talk about it to each other, and it's safe. But it's not safe. You need to have balls, excuse the expression, and get some. Your wife will appreciate you. All right, we'll be right back. 800-866-8883. So I was talking about the impeachment of your president. Where are you? Hello? Where are you? Why haven't you all gathered together and say we need Obama impeached? Why don't you? Because the minute you do that, you can avoid the circumstances I just explained. Okay. In the year, let me give you a statistic. In the year 1900, Black Americans had a lower divorce rate than whites. It's the cynical, old, often white leftists that destroyed the black family on purpose to bring us to this state of misery and suffering. Do you understand how many times he has broken his promise and broken the law and refuses to include to God the constitutional laws, and has already become a tyrant? And you just wait and see. Just wait and see. Do you understand why when you have no policemen, when policemen are no longer interested, also politically correct, so they are cringed, and they are forced, because they're subject to authority, to slow it down, and slow it down, and then it emboldens the culprits, and you're going to have more and more and more, and the police are going to be blamed more and more, until the police will not do anything, and crime will go out of the roof, off the roof. And what will suffer? Everybody. People won't go out. They won't do anything because they're going to get murdered. Business is going to collapse. Just from that one thing. You can't allow for that. You need to speak up now before it's too late. Damn with your job. Damn with what other people, your next door neighbor says. You need to get together and march. Just like they do. But patiently, peacefully. You got to be careful now of how you do this. Because remember what I said a few moments ago is the key. Is you always win a war you did not start if you keep your cool. You always win if you keep your cool, no matter what. So I am saying to you calmly, cool your jets. I'm not trying to arouse you to do anything. I'm arousing you to do nothing correctly. I am doing something that's intimidating correctly. But what am I? I'm not really intimidating. I'm just saying the truth. That intimidates. Speak the truth. All lies matter, doesn't it? But so does truth matter. It's much more powerful. So if you have the truth in you, whatever that is I'm trying to share with you on a daily basis, by using the 7-minute meditation, so it will give you the strength to do what I'm doing and has always done as far as I can remember. So my life is always in order, even though I have to suffer in many different ways, as long as I suffer and not hate the hurting or hate the hurter, I win. I become a stronger human being. And you need to practice a little bit with your family, gentlemen or ladies. You need to understand this principle. Don't put up with nonsense. Or if you're going to put up with nonsense, be sure that you see it as nonsense and the timing isn't right. So be cool and say nothing for the time being. But the saying cool speaks of itself. Because if they cannot upset you, and they will see that they can't, and it's necessary that you are upset to finish you off, see? When they see it, whoever they are, I don't care who they are, your wife, your husband, your kids, the government, if they see that you are determined not to believe them, if they can see that you see what they're doing, but wait, just get your guns get your supplies. Yes, that's right. That's the Second Amendment. Have that. And don't let him take that away. And ignore it anyway. Now, it doesn't matter what he says. It means nothing to you. It's got to mean nothing to you. And if you do it all as one person, there will always be those who will come at you. And there will be a time when it will all come at you all at once with the behest of the President of the United States that you are accidentally put there or foolishly put there because lies matter. In other words, the whole thing that elected him was one big lie. And it always has been. And it is proven so. And you cannot let it go any further. You cannot. But you, because of your you'll be giving in, and because of the economy, etc., etc., the tendency is for you to be upset about stuff. And the more upset about stuff you are, the more a slave you become of that which has done it to you. So it comes down to you as this, doing unto others as was done unto you, beginning at the top of the totem pole, Obama. President Obama has done all these things and spent your money foolishly so there's nothing left, so there's 20 trillion lives. 20 trillion or 21 trillion before he's finished. That's how much you owe. You're already slaves already. But the slavishness doesn't come just from that. It comes from the police backing away and violence growing till it cannot be stopped. And no more commerce can take place. No more. And everybody starts fighting. Here I say to you, speak up, get together, and begin babbling. Just like they're doing in smaller numbers, you do it in bigger numbers. And do it boldly, calmly. We, Mr. President, we want to you to be disposed. We want you to be impeached. That's what we want. And say goodbye to you and bless you with your family. But unless you do that, you're finished. It will become dictatorship, for sure. And the reason now why I'm talking to you this way, I'm talking to you and beseeching you to look at yourself, admonishing you not to be mean, to intimidate, but to perfect you. That's it, so you may become perfect and pure. That's what Jesus says. So take me this way, please, would you? Because it is now happening, and it will accelerate to the point of no return. Do you understand that now? Now, it means you have to shed your anxiety and your sins, and nearly all of you, the most respectable ones. I can tell you, I know all the most of the people in radio and television know about them. And they all have perverse, nearly all of them, not all, have perverse lives. You don't know what's going on behind them. They have another face to you. They've got a wonderful way of speaking, but not a good way of living. And you've got no-fault divorce. You've got problems with abortion and babies being murdered and coming out alive. Living creatures, and it all goes silent. There is no outrage. There's no outrage for our veterans. The veterans are dying for us, and what are we doing? They made a mistake. They just changed the boss. They didn't change the circumstances, and they're still being murdered. Yes, murdered, and your older people are being murdered. $500,000 a year. You know, how do they murder you? How do you murder them? Well, you just decide that they've had just had a little bit of a stroke, and they'll send them to the hospice. My wife was almost sent to the hospice when she collapsed about two years ago. And my son, Mark, my son, he's powerful. And between the two of us, we talked to him this way. Why aren't you giving her an injection to overcome the problem of, you know, of the mind? I forget what was it, Dave? No, it wasn't a dehydration. So it was a stroke, I'm sorry. Yes. And so I'm going to tell you as much as I remember. And so my son says, he says, how long is it? Why don't you give it? He says, well, there's no blood. We can't see there. So then why don't you give her the antidote? He says, well, it's probably somewhere in the middle. But he already arranged for the hospice. He's already arranged it. He's already made the decision. I said, no, my son said, no way. And he said, how long does it take for you? He said, well, we have to take some tests. And how long does it take? He says, 7 hours. I said, but 7 hours would be too late. What are you talking about? Then I piped in. I said, you put my mother, my wife, excuse me. Yes. We'll be right back. No, don't go away. This is Roy Masters. I want to thank you for making our recent pledge drive a great success. We fell short just $295,000 in order to be fully funded. So if you are not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, you can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922. Or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Again, 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. I should have said Grants Pass, but it's, to me, Grants Pass, if you don't mind. I still got my English accent. Thank you for your generous support, and from yours truly, and a Happy New Year. So, when I made a Freudian slip about my wife being slated for the hospice, and the doctor says, you know, it will take 7 hours to... I said, but 5 hours is the deadline to make sure that she will recover. There's a special medicine that you give a person who is broken like that, has that attack. That will keep her so that she can function afterwards properly. And when he said 7 hours, he said, well, if it takes 7 hours, my wife will be paralyzed. She won't be able to do anything. He says, well, it's somewhere in the center of the brain. I said, never mind, you've got no blood. Give her the shot. Well, they did. And so I said, now you put her up in the room, and she'll be awake in 45 minutes, and she did, and she's been okay ever since. And she's getting better. But they made that decision right in front of us, and we put that doctor to shame. He didn't know where to look. I'm just saying that this is going on everywhere. And with me, I've had it several times done to me. And I've been through all of this. So you now must understand. Let me go back to the point of our discussion here just a few moments ago, that Obama needs to be impeached now. And you should be in protest in front of the White House that shouts, all lies matter. Especially the president's lie. Impeachment is the only solution. You should protest, take turns, hundreds of thousands of people taking turns. Protest in front of the White House that shouts, "All lies matter, especially the president's lies." Impeachment is the only solution. If you do not do this now, God help you, and he won't. You got to start to give up your drugs, your alcohol, so that you could have the guts to do it. I'll start taking my calls now. I just want to say it again. You should protest in the front of the White House and shout, "All lies matter, especially the president's lies. Impeachment is the only solution." Do you understand? If you can't do that, you can't do that to your wife. You cannot do that to your wife. You understand? She will eat you for dinner. If you don't know how to stand up and take what comes, even if it's your life, especially under certain conditions, it will be. Okay, now I got four calls, so I'll spend my time the next hour and this part of the hour with callers. I'm sorry about Cheryl. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Roy.
Hello. I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
That's okay. I've talked to you before lots of times, but I want to call again. So I've talked to you in the past about when I was a little girl and I was molested by my stepfather, and my mom didn't help me even when I spoke up. But then I kept it to myself, and I didn't tell my real father. And
why did you not tell your real father?
I was afraid. I loved my dad, but he had a lot of anger, and I was afraid. I think I took my mom's fear on. But
of course.
So I'm seeing more and more deeply the life that has come out of that. But what I have just recently discovered, and I don't want to make this complicated, but I have a half sister. We had the same mother.
You have a son, and you're taking care of her.
Well, she's in a home. And she's schizophrenic, and she's very ill.
And what are you doing?
Well, she lives in a home in California, and she's on a boatload of medication.
Are you taking care of her? Have you volunteered to take care of her?
I'm overseeing her care. But I
would say this to you. You need to get rid of that family completely.
Oh, well, they're all dead now. But I want to tell you one thing, Roy. I just discovered this week, I contacted her brothers, which were on the father's side, because everybody completely dropped the ball on her. And I contacted the brothers to say, "Hey, you guys, you have a sister." And I found out that the brothers molested her as a little girl.
So you're not going to get much help from that.
No, pardon me?
You're not going to get much help from them.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is the depth of the sickness, it was so much, and it was all through the family, and I found out there was just incest and horrible things going on. I'm not so much asking you a question. I just want, you're the dad I don't have right now. I'm just telling you,
it's a confession. It's a cleansing. It's a cleansing.
And this spirit and this horrible horrible spirit, both in my mother and both all of it, you know, because I was, you know, I was weak. I know I was a little girl.
I know,
girl.
But you're a survivor.
Yeah.
You know what?
I may be a survivor, but I want to be...
whole.
I want to be strong.
Yes, you are.
And the only thing I know to do after finding all this out about my sister and all this horrible stuff that has gone on is just bring it to the light.
But they're all dead now, right?
Well, the parents are all dead, but the boys are alive. And I found out in the stepfather's family.
And they're trying to. Hold a second.
Okay.
Are they trying to communicate with you?
Well, I didn't know this was going on until this week, and I tried to get the brothers to have something to do with their sister, and I found all this out, and I found out that she was molested when she was 7, so maybe that's why she is schizophrenic.
Exactly so.
She split off from herself.
I know, but the thing is... But why are you calling me now?
Why?
What do you want from me?
Well, I don't know. I just want to tell you. I don't know what I...
Well, that's good enough.
I'm just trusting that telling you I'll just get my medicine.
I don't have any medicine. I don't have any criticism of you. I think you're a survivor. And you have a sweetness in there. I can actually love that sweetness. There's a goodness in there. I would say walk away from all of it. You're not you do not have the power at this minute to help this girl. Leave her to the authorities for a while until you understand more about yourself and make sure you call more often with me. Will you do that? And start next Monday. You're calling me often. Will you do that for me?
Call again.
Just leave that girl alone, and you're all alone now, and make sure you turn your telephone to a different number. This is Roy Masters. I want to thank you for making our recent pledge drive a great success. We fell short just $295,000 in order to be fully funded. So if you're not able to make a donation during our pledge drive, you can still do so now by calling 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922, or you can send a check to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Again, 1000 Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Yes, I'm going to shoot myself right now for saying Grants Pass. Excuse me. I'm supposed to say Grants Pass, if you don't mean. May I suggest you can still support our pledge drive until just after the first of the year. And you can call the number, I believe it is here. It's 800-500-0092. That's all. It's 24 hours a day you can call in your pledge. Thank you. We'd like to have repeating, you know, auto debit. Thank you very much. We got sidetracked because during the period of my work, somebody some years ago